Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Norfolk. Here's the headline. Norfolk is the most structurally diverse commercial property market in East Anglia, and it splits cleanly into three economies running in parallel. A regional capital city in Norwich, an offshore wind energy hub in Great Yarmouth, and a rural and coastal hinterland that runs from the Brecks through to the North Norfolk coast. 12 recent Acutus auction lots have cleared across the county at yields ranging from 6.85% at the prime end to 14.69% at the working town secondary end. That spread tells you almost everything you need to know about how borrowers should price risk here. Let me set the scene. Norfolk has around 925,000 residents spread across what is the second largest English county by population, east of the Pennines. HM Land Registry recorded 3,691 commercial-leaning transactions across the county's eight principal towns in the rolling 60 months to Q1 2026. That's the deepest five-year commercial print in East Anglia, outside Cambridgeshire, and it sits alongside another 21,900 residential transactions registered by limited companies and special-purpose vehicles. The county runs along two strategic transport spines. The A11 and M11 corridor takes you southwest from Norwich through Wymondham, Attleborough and Thetford to the M11 at Cambridge, plugging Norfolk into the London axis. The A47 runs east to west from Great Yarmouth through Norwich, Dereham and King's Lynn to Peterborough, the working logistics and agri-food spine connecting both ports into the national network. Now, the top three towns. Norwich is the regional capital and the dominant commercial market by some distance, 1,780 transactions over 5 years, which is 48% of all county activity in our dataset. Median commercial price, £250,000. Upper quartile, £346,000. The occupier base is exceptionally deep. Aviva's Group headquarters, the University of East Anglia, Norwich University of the Arts, the Norwich Research Park, hosting the John Innes Centre, the Quadram Institute and the Sainsbury Laboratory, plus the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and a heavy insurance, financial services and creative industries cluster. Great Yarmouth sits second at 728 transactions and a median commercial price of £115,000, the lowest commercial median anywhere in eastern England. That's not weakness, it's depth. The town has reinvented itself as the operations and maintenance base for the East Anglia 1 and East Anglia 2 offshore wind farms and the Norfolk Vanguard supply chain. The Outer Harbour, Beacon Park Enterprise Zone and Peel Port's Marine Logistics Base anchor a marine industrial occupier mix you won't find anywhere else in the wider east. King's Lynn is third, 537 transactions, a £216,000 median, anchored by Palm Papers UK headquarters, Frontier Agriculture, and a substantial food processing footprint at the head of the Wash. The rest of the county fills out the picture. Thetford in the Brecks at 302 transactions, Dereham at 154, Attleborough on the A11 at 75, and the North Norfolk coast at Cromer and Hunstanton with thinner volumes but the highest median values. Let's talk yields. This is where Norfolk gets really useful, because 12 Acutus lots have cleared across the rolling window, 6 in Norwich, 2 each in Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn, and 2 in Thetford, and the spread is wider than any other East Anglian county. At the tightest end, 19 Bedford Street and the adjoining Old Post Office Yard in Norwich cleared at £649,000 against £44,450 of passing rent. A 6.85% net initial yield on a city centre mixed-use asset, sold last October. 18 Colgate, also in Norwich, cleared at £395,000 for a 7.59% net initial, a clean print on Norwich city centre office. 2 Upper King Street, Norwich, cleared at £718,000 for a 9.75% net initial on city centre leisure stock. At the wider end, 177 King Street, Great Yarmouth, sold at £236,000 against £34,680 of passing rent, a 14.69% net initial yield. That's the widest disclosed yield in the county, and a clean signal of how secondary high street retail prices in working town markets, where covenant depth is thin. Thatford's 4-4C King Street former bank lot cleared at 13.85% on a similar basis. That's a roughly 8-point spread between Norwich Prime and Great Yarmouth Secondary, and it tells you exactly how to underwrite risk in this county. Lender appetite. Norfolk runs three distinct lender narratives in one credit committee. In Norwich, every UK clearing bank with a commercial book competes hard. Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander all have meaningful Norwich books. Challenger banks including Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oaknorth, Alica, Hampshire Trust and Cambridge and Counties dominate the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across SPV-owned residential investment, secondary office and mixed-use stock. In Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn, the picture tilts towards challengers and specialists for the same mid-market range. But with high street banks dominant at the larger offshore wind and food processing corporate occupier end, Palm Paper, Scottish Power Renewables, Vattenfall counterparties, Frontier Agriculture, energy sector specialist lenders play a meaningful role on offshore wind operations and maintenance asset deals. In the rural Norfolk market, Derryham, Attleborough, and the North Norfolk coast, the mix is more specialist-led, with agri-orbit lenders including Lloyds Agriculture. NatWest's agricultural team, Oxbury and Clydesdale playing a substantial role on barn conversion, glasshouse, packhouse and farm shop deals. A word on risks. Five specific factors borrowers need to underwrite carefully here. First, in Norwich, the secondary office market continues to rebase. Aviva's headquarters remains the city's covenant anchor, but the wider professional services tail has rebased rents, and lenders look closely at weighted average unexpired lease term, refurbishment capital expenditure and conversion optionality. Second, in Great Yarmouth, planning friction in the Broads Authority area constrains development across the wider district, and lenders price coastal flood risk and tidal modelling on any waterfront or quayside asset. The 14.69% King Street print reflects the working town's secondary risk premium cleanly. Third, King's Lynn carries fluvial flood risk along the Great Ouse and tidal flood risk across the Wash frontage. Fourth, across the Brecks at Thetford and the Forestry England estate, conservation designations limit greenfield developments. Fifth, across the North Norfolk coast at Cromer, Hunstanton and Wells. Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty Designation, Coastal Erosion Management and the Shoreline Management Plan Regime all constrain new build. Coastal Erosion Classification is the single biggest binary credit input on a Cromer or Hunstan seafront asset, the Outlook. The 12-month picture for Norfolk Commercial Property Finance through to Q2 2027 splits cleanly along the county's three-economy structure. In Norwich, Aviva's headquarters, the Norwich Research Park pipeline, expansion plans at the University of East Anglia, and the city's regional capital role suggest stabilisation rather than further repricing across prime city centre office, mixed use and life sciences stock. The recent run of 6.85 to 9.75% Equitas prints, brackets a market that has likely already done most of its post-2022 work. In Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn, the offshore wind operations and maintenance pipeline is the single biggest tailwind for the county's industrial market. East Anglia 1 and 2 are already in service. Norfolk Vanguard and Norfolk Boreas are in delivery. The wider Round 4 lease pipeline is still ramping. Every quarter of further committed capital expenditure into operations and maintenance pulls more industrial occupier demand into Great Yarmouth and, secondarily, King's Lynn, and incrementally tightens lender appetite across the eastern Norfolk industrial belt. The Brecks, the central Norfolk market towns and the North Norfolk coast will remain a specialist-led market, with coastal erosion management, AONB designation, Broad's authority planning friction, and flood risk classification, the persistent constraints. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Norfolk, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.